If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Our Shoe For You voucher, €50 voucher, going to Helen Collins. Well done to you, Helen, and a lovely prize there. And that's in association with Shoe For You in Clonmel, celebrating summer in great style with their high heels and low heels and wedges and sandals and loafers and trainers. And they're based on O'Connell Street in Clonmel, and they would love to see you if you want to drop in and say hello. Time for gardening. Delighted to be joined by Elton Nesbitt from Arabon. Good morning to you, Elton.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to see you today, and good to chat to you. So many questions in for you. We'll launch straight in, if that's okay. Somebody wondering, can I transplant an apple tree? It's 7 years old, and if so, how can I do that? That's in from Tim.
Really, between September to March is a good time to transplant any large specimen tree or shrub, right? That one's in dormant season. But since it's still quite dormant yet, that you can try and dig as much of a root ball as possible with the apple tree. So get as much of much root ball as possible when transplanting it, and transplant it at the same depth as what it was at. So don't plant it any deeper than what it has been, because really, a lot of apple trees are grafted at the base of the tree. So it's very important to keep the graft above the ground. And as well as that, when you are transplanting, use a thing called root grow. It's like a granulated powder that you put at the base of the tree, so that helps the roots to develop really quickly for you. And water it fairly regularly as well, because use rainwater if at all possible, so that gives it a really good start. With transplanting apple trees, well, it's very important to give it a good stake as well, support. So do get kind of a double stake with a tree tie on it, so that will give it good support, and so it's not rocking in the wind or anything like that. And again, firm it in fairly solidly as well. Also feed it with a thing called sulfate of potash, just a fistful of sulfate of potash at the base of the tree, and that will help to encourage it to give it a good start, really, coming into the summertime as well. And just make sure that you water it well right through the summer months, just to get it well settled.
Very good. Listener has a cherry blossom a tree, but managed to rip the bark off one of the branches with a power hose, not all the way around, but now the listener is wondering, should I cut the branch off or should I let it heal itself?
Yeah, generally now with the wounds, especially with cherry trees and even any fruit trees as well, it's very important to seal it, and seal the wound with a thing called Arbex paint. It's a heal and seal paint, so that you don't get any fungal attack or rot going in on the tree. So it's very important to put that on it. It stops any kind of canker attacking the tree. If it's not going completely around the branch, it should be fine. It really come back quite well. But do seal it with a thing called Arbex heal and seal paint. It's quite a good one, just to keep it lovely and healthy.
Helen is in Silver Mines, and she's wondering how to keep potted herbs, especially basil.
Yeah, basil is a funny one, really. Basil doesn't like the cold or anything like that, so it's very important to have that inside on the windowsill. A lovely, bright, sunny window is very important. And really, what you do with basil is you tend to seed it, sow it every 3 weeks or so. So you have a fresh crop coming up all the time. Because once you cut it, it doesn't really come back at all. So it's very important to kind of sow it every 3 weeks, so you have a good constant supply of it.
Listen says, I have an apple blossom, a cherry blossom and a Tibetan blossom in the garden, but none of them have flowered this year. My neighbour's blossoms, the best blooms ever, but none on mine. Wondering why that could be the case.
Yeah, really, if the trees are quite young, it takes them at least 5 years to do enough vegetative growth for the first 5 years. And then after that, then they will produce a lot of flowers afterwards. So it takes about 5 years for them to do an awful lot of vegetative growth, first of all, to get to a good size. And then they'll think about reproduction and they'll start producing loads of flowers then. Cherry trees are magnificent at the moment. Lovely Kansans is a lovely double pink one, or even the Amagaria, which is lovely pale pink as well. And they're a fantastic colour at the moment. And they're quite an easy thing to grow, really. But really, it takes about 5 years from planting to produce loads of flowers for you. So be patient. You can give it a high potash feed. It's something like the potting manure fertilizer is very good at the base of trees. That helps to produce loads of flowers for you. So again, a fistful of the potting manure at the base of the cherry trees will give you a fantastic display in the next couple of years.
Listener wants to get rid of couch grass from the vegetable beds. Wondering, have you any recommendations on that?
Really, with couch grass, it's very important to do a kind of a spot treatment on that. So use a thing called Weed All Spray on the couch grass, because that's quite quick action, gets right down to the root system and kills. Because the couch grass or scotch grass, it tends to have a white root system on it that spreads quite quickly. So it's very important to spray the foliage of the couch grass so it works down into the root system of it. So use a thing called Weed All, and you can get that in a ready-to-use spray, just about a litre size, and spray that directly onto the foliage of this couch grass, so it gets down to the root system and kills it. So Weed All is the best one.
I sprayed my lawn for weeds with, is it Dicofar? At a rate of 50 mil to 5 litres of water. It did have some effect on the weeds. I waited 7 days before mowing, but I'm wondering, what should I do now? Should I spray again? A thoughtless listener.
Really, you see, now Dicofar, it's a fantastic spray, really, because it will kill any broadleaf weeds that's in the lawn. But you really should leave it for 3 weeks. And so you leave the lawn up high for 3 weeks, allowing the chemical to absorb into the foliage and down to the root system of it. You'll see the let's say, dandelions, docks and thistles kind of twisting and contorting back down, and then they go right down to the root system and kills it. So it takes about 3 weeks for that to work on it. So it's very important to keep the loam up high for 3 weeks after spraying. So you allow the chemical to work down into the root system and kills any broadleaf weed that's in your lawn. A lot of people, see, cutting it too soon, you're getting rid of that. You're not allowing it to work. So it's very important to leave the lawn up high for 3 weeks to allow the Dicofar to work down to the root system and kill any broadleaf weed in your lawn.
Right, lots coming into us, but a final one, if you would, Alton. Martina wants to know, is it too soon to plant summer bedding plants?
No, there's lots of things that you can plant. There's like the sweet peas are fantastic, and even stock or the sweet williams. These are quite hardy bedding plants that you can put out, calendulas, pot marigolds, things like that. That can take a cold temperature. Let's say if it's zero, they'd be fine. Things like the begonias, petunias, even the bizalizes, I would tend to hold out on those for another bit. Or if you are planting them out, use a frost fleece, drape a frost fleece over them at night, so that protects them from any late frost. Now, lots of things I would start planting now of the bedding, and especially for your lovely summer containers, is to do that now. And things like the hanging baskets, the window boxes, do put in your strophinias, your petunias, your lovely bacopas, and even the Bidens or Brachycomb as well, so that they'll fill out quite well. So you want them to fill out as quickly as possible so that you get a great display right through the whole summer. So do plant them now and use a thing called a tub and basket compost. That's quite a good compost to use in all your containers as well. It holds onto, there's a wetting agent in it that holds onto the water so that you don't have to water as much. They won't dry out as much as well. So I really would plant a lot of the containers anyway, but yes, do protect them from frost. You can take them in if it is forecasted for a frost or anything like that. Take them in into a shed or something like that, just to protect them from any late frost. But really, it's good to get them out there and plant it.
All right, Alton, great to chat to you as always, and happy gardening on this beautiful day. Thanks very much indeed for that. Like our Friday panel, by the way, we'll be holding a youth panel in the month of May at some point or other. We'd love to hear from you if there's any students or young adults who would like to get involved. Now, they can be from whatever background. They could be apprentices, they could be students, they might be at home, whatever. We would love to hear from young people who would like to be part of that panel, or indeed various panels going forward. And all you have to do is email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Give us a bit of a bit of background and maybe a contact number as well. That's it for me. Leanne produced, Ali looked after our content today, and Stephen is on the way with the time tunnel. I'll talk to you tomorrow live from the centre of Clonmel. Look after yourselves, won't you? Bye-bye.
Tip Today
with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.